ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
We are seeing the summary of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Today we are seeing fourth chapter summary, which comes under Munikanda or Upapatti Kanda. There is a small difference between third chapter and fourth chapter. Even though both the chapters belong to the Munikanda, Yajnavalkya alone is playing a predominant role, but still there is a difference. The difference is, in the third chapter, it is based on debate, fully debate or arguments, questions and answers. That means, there is no teaching as a teacher. Yajnavalkya did not play a role of a teacher there, but he is answering to those people who are all questioning. It is called Jalpakatha. Jalpakatha means argument in the form of questions. When they ask questions, they want to get the answer from other person, and both the sides, people want to get victory. If I question, it is not able to answer, I am the one who is getting that. That means what? Winning over the other. The aim is victory there. In argument, always like that only, no? Only heat is produced, not light. Arguments always produce heat. So, the Jalpakatha is that where the aim is only victory. There is no need to teach. People came here, Brahmanas, not to learn from Yajnavalkya. They came only to test that each other, who is the best scholar. Therefore, there is no question of teaching there. If learner is there only, there is a question of teaching. Since they are all panditas, scholars, just they came to show their scholarship. Therefore, there is no teaching personally given by Yajnavalkya there. Whereas in fourth chapter, Yajnavalkya going to play a role of a teacher, because Janaka asked Yajnavalkya, do you want questions or do you want cows? Janaka asked, I have enough questions to ask, questions are ready enough in this fourth chapter. Or if you want cows, 1,000 cows, they are also ready. Then Yajnavalkya said, I can take cows only when I teach you as a Gurudakshana, only I can take. Therefore, first you can ask questions. I am very happy that you are interested and you are having sufficient questions also. So therefore, Yajnavalkya is ready to teach. Yajnavalkya is ready to teach to Janaka Maharaja. Then Janaka is going to learn Brahma Vidya from Yajnavalkya. So this is the difference between third chapter and fourth chapter. In this third chapter, what we saw in the last class, Gargi said, I am going to ask finally two more questions. She said to Yajnavalkya, I am going to ask you two more questions. Will you please answer me? I told you in the last class she came two times in two Brahmanams. And before going to ask two questions there in the third chapter to Yajnavalkya, she announced to Panditas, she said, oh Brahmin Panditas, I am going to ask two more questions to Yajnavalkya. If Yajnavalkya answers, afterwards you need not ask any question. For no more further questions. The so powerful questions I am going to ask. That itself shows the greatness of Yajnavalkya. You need not ask afterwards, no? These two questions are the last questions. How confident she is, you know. Because I am going to ask so toughest questions. None of you can ask this type of questions. Therefore, you stop asking if Yajnavalkya answers to me. Like that she said. But, in spite of her warning, Shakalya comes and asks in the first Brahmanam. Then Yajnavalkya said, in spite of warning from Gargi, you have come. In the last chapter itself, you have come, your head will burst there. Shakalya Brahmanam. In spite of Gargi's warning, you have come, your head will burst. I will go ask you questions in it. Yajnavalkya said, I will ask you questions. When Yajnavalkya asked questions, none of them could give answers. So that we find the third chapter. Now here, fourth chapter, first Brahmanam, here also there are six Brahmanams. First Brahmanam is known as Shadachara Brahmanam. Why this Brahmanam is called Shadachara Brahmanam? In this, the Upasana topics are going to come. Six Upasanas. There, Yajnavalkya is going to teach to Janaka. Before going to teach, Yajnavalkya asks, what you know already, please tell me. Hey Janaka, what you know already, please tell me. Then Janaka said, six rishis taught me. I learned from six rishis. They taught to me. For that Yajnavalkya said, I am very happy. I congratulate you. You can proceed further. Then what he has learned from them, he just enumerated to Yajnavalkya. This is what I have learned from them. Since he learned from six rishis, six acharyas, this Brahmanam is called Shadachara Brahmanam. Shatrina six. Acharya means acharyas. Shadacharya Brahmanam. What they taught to him, no, upasanas they taught. Each devata, that is Chakshur Devata, Vag Devata, six devatas. Chakshur Devata, Vag Devata, Shrotra Indriya Devata, Mano Devata. Like that he has given Prana Devata, Kridaya Devata. So various devatas of sense organs, care of Tattva Bodha. Preceding deities of sense organs, one has to meditate upon. So each sense organ, preceding deity as Brahman, they taught already to Janaka. Then Janaka said that is not a complete teaching. That is not total. You have to see the entire Hiranyagarbha as Brahman, not one part. So, Adhishtana Devata of every sense organ, you have to meditate upon as Brahman. Sense organs are known as karanam. Every karanam, karana devatanam brahma upasanam. One has to meditate upon brahma rupena upasanam. So Yajnavalkya teaches that what is the total upasana, completely he teaches. Then next point, he asks, with this only, the simple first brahmana is this much only. There is no much teaching here, only upasana. So karana devatanam brahma drishtya upasana. Before main teaching is going to come, he has to do upasana. This is the essence of first brahmana. Now come to the second brahmana. In the first brahmana, we have 7 mantras totally. In the first brahmana, there are only 7 mantras. Then second brahmanam, there are 4 mantras known as Kurcha Brahmanam. In some places, Shishyas goes towards Guru, approach Guru. In some occasions, Guru approach the Shishyas. Just as the Shishyas searching for Guru, teachers, there are some gurus, they will search for, you know, recipient, good student, brilliant, bright student. If they are, is there, they will go and they teach to that student. Like that case here, Agnivalkya comes all the way to teach Janaka. That means you know how Janaka is so great. Agnivalkya is so happy also to teach to Janaka Maharaja. And his interest towards jnanam and his attention and his interest, faith, bhakti, you know, reverence towards Shastra is immense. Therefore, Agnivalkya, every day he goes to his palace and teaches. Whenever free also, both of them will discuss each other. So there is a good rapport and there is a lot of closeness towards between the student and the teacher. That's it. Till today we are appreciating Yajnavalkya and Janaka's sambhadana. Unless we have that close association with the guru, means talking, we have to share. A long time, long duration, if you consistently be with the teacher only, teacher can understand the student, student also can understand the teacher, then only the teaching takes place. It's very, very difficult. Nowadays, classes are not like Gurukulam classes. Here only once in a week classes we are coming and sitting and going. But in that itself we can have the rapport. That's why we keep consistent classes. If we utilize that opportunity, when Guru is there, Guru's knowledge is immense knowledge like a ocean. Unless we ask, Guru cannot reveal the entire knowledge. Teaching just like that is different. But all the inner intricacies, we come to know only when you are very much have transaction with the Guru. It needs a lot of time. You just like that within 1 week or 10 days, you cannot develop closeness with the Guru. It's not possible. Intimacy within few days, few months, you can never develop. It takes a lot of time, even decades. Therefore, you can say, appreciate the Janakas and Yajnavalkyas samvada. I admire really how great they are. Now, in the Kurcha Brahmanam, why this Brahmanam is called Kurcha Brahmanam? That's why I am telling all these things. When Yajnavalkya is coming to the court palace, immediately Janaka gets up from his throne. and he comes down, steps irukkumilla, comes down, adhu kaal koorchan artham. From his throne he comes and get down, and he welcomes Yajnavalkya every day, and he welcomes and he starts asking the questions. That's why it is called Kurcha Brahmanam. Once he has to offer the seat, even though he is a great king, once you respect the knowledge, and every time Janaka says, I am ready to give the entire thing, my kingdom, further please teach me. 1,000 cows, okay. Afterwards he says, I give this one, that one, whatever I am having in my kingdom, every time he is offering to him. Finally, he offers himself. I am at your service. I am your dasa. My whole kingdom, myself, I am at your feet. That much reverence towards knowledge, towards Shruti scriptures he is having. When I have reverence towards that knowledge, my possessions I never care. These are all nothing. My money, my possessions, all these are nothing. I am ready to offer any amount, anything, including myself to my guru. I need knowledge. I want knowledge. You cannot find such students in this Kali Yuga. If they are there, very rare. Opportunity, if it comes, we have to get it. That's why in Taittiriya Upanishad also, it is said in Shikshavalli, you give lot of wealth, whatever guru likes, you give it to guru. That is the condition in Shiksha, when it is said, whatever guru wants, needs, before guru asking, you go and give it. Make your guru pleasing. Not to get gurudakshina. This is one way of getting knowledge. Not that by our money guru is going to construct a big palace or bangala. Not by our money is guru is going to enjoy. I don't bother what guru does with that money. Whatever I offer, whether guru is using or not, I don't bother. My job is only to give. That is, we can see in Janaka's character. Everywhere he says, I am offering to this. That shows how great the knowledge is. Knowledge is great, not kingdom, not wealth, not position. That shows another corollary is what? I have tremendous vairagyam towards anatma world, towards my possessions, including my body, mind, complex, ego. I have to surrender to my guru. Unless I give up my ego, I can never claim aham brahmasmi. Adike 10 varsham 12 varsham padikanum, 15 varsham 20 varsham padikanum, adikapra na last 10 years ore maadhiri irukum. Nanu who will stand 10 years 20 years? First guru has to stand. Guru has to teach this value to the student. And when guru talk, within 1 week or 10 days or 1 year, 2 years, even guru talk, student cannot understand. To understand the value of the teacher's statement, the student has to be the consistent student for length of time. Not joke. So if you put that in the balance, and the thras irukkina balance illa, and the tangamani illa vippa inda pakka. That is the Janakar. I want knowledge. My whole wealth, possessions, including myself, I am putting in this. Give me knowledge. Further, Bruhi. I want to teach me another. That's why I admire Janaka all the time. How great he is. What a knowledge he is giving, Agnivalkya. Look into the Brahmanam now. So Janaka, in this Kurcha Brahmanam, he is teaching Chatushpat Brahma. Just Mandukya Upanishad, fully. Chatushpat Brahma, equivalent to Mandukya Upanishad. There we saw in the Mandukya Upanishad, Vishwa Taijasa Prajnana. Vishwa, Pradama Padaha, Jagradavastha, Thula Sharira Abhimani, Vishwaha. Then Taijasaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Sukshma Sharira Abhimani. Both come under Karyam, product. Then Prajnaha, காரண சரீர அபிமானீன திருத்தீய பாதஹ சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தான பிரதம பாதஹ ஜாகிரத அவஸ்த த்விதீய பாதஹ ஸ்வப்ன அவஸ்த திருத்தீய பாதஹ சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்த த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸ் த்ரீ பாதஸ் த்ரீ சரீரம் விஸ்வ தைஜச பிராஜ்ஞ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ பாதாஸ் கம் அண்டர் காரியம் third pada come under karanam cause in that sushupti the jiva is associated with karana shariram entire thing is in potential form like in samadhi sense organs mind buddhi everything goes into potential form sushupti avasthayam now turiya atma is காரிய காரண விலக்ஷணம் சதுஷ்பாத் ஃபோர்த் பாத துரிய ஆத்மா இட் இஸ் நெய்தர் விஸ்வ நார் தைஜச நார் பிராஜ்ஞா நெய்தர் காரியம் நார் காரணம் இட் இஸ் பியாண்ட் காரிய காரணம் இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் வில் சே காரிய காரண விலக்ஷணம் துரிய ஆத்மா pure existent consciousness pure existent consciousness shuddha satvam shuddha chaitanyam in the last class one student is asking me swamini how to experience this shuddha atma shuddha chaitanyam shuddha satvam existent consciousness principle after death only we can experience it after death we cannot experience anything We can experience Shuddha Sattvam consciousness while we are living in this body only. That is why in this Mandukya Upanishad, in this Kurcha Brahmanam, Agnivalkya says, Mandukya Upanishad there, Gaudapada says, here Agnivalkya says, you discover that you are pure Sat, pure Chit, that you claiming, knowing, discovering, owning, when is it possible? When you have mind-body complex. Therefore, you need not die for that. You are, should not die. அங்கே போய் ஒண்ணுமே பண்ண முடியாது சுத்த பிரம்மன் சப்புன்னு இருக்கும் ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது கிளைம் பண்றதுக்கு மைண்ட் வேணும் புத்தி வேணும் Therefore, ஜீவன் முக்தி என்னன்னு அர்த்தம் While living, in artha. Not after death. While living, as I am in this body, mind complex, at that time, atra eva brahma samashnute, I am brahman, sat, chit, now, here, itself. I means not body, mind, ahankara. I am Osti, Turiya Atma, Jagradavastha, Sula Shariram, Vishwa, Pradhamapada, I am not. I am Turiya Atma. I am not the mind, even Sukshma Shariram, even Dhritiya Pada, Taijasa also, I am not. I am Turiyam. I am not even Karana Sariram, which is the cause of Stula and Sukshma Sarirams. I am not that. I am that Turiya Atma. I am different from Stula, Sukshma, Karana, Sariram now also. They cannot touch me, the Turiya Atma, the consciousness. So here now itself I am Brahman, I have to understand. You cannot see that, you have to understand. Never try to see that. You can never see yourself. Therefore, you means here an Atma, not body-mind complex. To say I am using the body-mind complex. I am Turiya Atma. To say, I am using Anatma body-mind complex. Even though I am using Anatma body-mind complex, I am not that Turiya. I am using the clip. Therefore, I can become clipper. I am using the pen to write. Can I become pen? I am using the dress to wear. Can I become the dress? I am using the body mind. Please understand. They are karanam, instruments. Therefore, medium I am using. Therefore, I am Turiya Atma. What are the important points in this? I have to understand that nantah pragnam na bhaish pragnam no bhayata pragnam. Nishedham pannanam. Law number one, law number two. Law number one is, existence can never disappear. Sat can never disappear. Sat can never be destroyed. Shuddha Sattvam, existent principle, which is of the nature of Atma, Atma nature can never be destroyed. Even scientists say matter cannot be created. Energy in motion only matter. Matter when it is not in motion only energy. Nothing can be newly created. So how existence can go away? Existence cannot go. Pot comes. You break the pot, it remains as clay. If you burn the clay, it becomes into ashes. Finally, it particles, molecules, atoms. Like that, it continues. Easiness continues in one form or other. It can never disappear. This is law number one. That is why it is called Satyam. Trikale api tishtati iti sat. I exist all the time. If body is there, I am and solluve. Body illena, abadiye irupen summa. Bulb irunda electricity manifest aagum. Bulb illena, enna electricity? Abadiye irukum. Manifest aagamale irukum. Avladha. I am also like that body bulb la I am manifesting now. Body is not there, I continue. This is the first law. Law number two is, the existent thing, the existent entity can never be destroyed. A non-existent thing need not be destroyed. An existent thing, irukkara porul ne nasham panna mudiyad. Illada porul, nasham panna vendi avasyam illa. இப்போ இந்த வேர்ல்ட் வந்து இருக்கிற பொருளா இல்லாத பொருளா? வேர்ல்ட் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி ஆர் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி? எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி இஸ் ஒன் கேட்டகரி, நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி இஸ் அனதர் கேட்டகரி. எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் நீட் கெனாட் பி டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட், நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் நீட் நாட் பி டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட். நவ் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் existent or non-existent, na, you should not answer. Sat or asat? Sat anna existent, asat anna non-existent. So then the world comes under sat or asat. Existent or non-existent, na, idu asat asat, sat asat. Irukke illai. Existent, non-existent. Rundume. Experientially existent, an inquiry it is, non-existent. Seemingly existent, experientially existent, that category is known as mithya. That which is the third category, sad asad. It is neither totally absent or totally existent. It is seemingly existent. Therefore, it is called mithya. What is mithya? That which is experientially real, but that which is not real factually. Factually unreal, seemingly real. That is called mithya. World comes under sadasat. This Turiya Atma is sadasat vilakshanam. It is existent. Irukramari thondranin solraon ipo. Illai nijamave. Atma is இந்த உலகத்துக்கு அப்பாறுபட்டது என்று சொல்லுவார். So you have to understand. World is anatma. This is called nisedha vakyam. Neti, neti, iti. World is mithya. Because it is not existent or it is not, neither non-existent. People ask, world is there and world is there not really. World is there not really. World is there not really. Really not there. World is there apparently. World is there seemingly. World is there experientially. So consciousness, Turiya Atma, I am different from this world. Body, mind, complex. The world is unreal. Mithya anartha. This is the teaching given by Agnivalkya in this Kurcha Brahmanam. Now comes to the third Brahmanam, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. There are 38 mantras, huge Brahmanam. Sureshwara Acharya writes thousands of in his Vartikam, he writes on one Brahmanam, more than 1,000 verses he writes. Slokas for Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Shariraka Brahmanam comes like that. This is called Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Upon this only Shankaracharya writes Eka Shloki. Eka Shloki I took in my sadhana camp, Tiruvannamalai. Those who want to listen, Eka Shloki, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam fully comes in one shloka. It is available, you can listen. Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, Agnivalika continues teaching. Next day again he comes. Janaka, today is enough, Kurcha Brahmanam over. You are Chatushpat Brahma, Suriya Atma. So Janaka is so happy. Sahasram Dadami, Sahasram Dadami. Whatever teaching again, he is gone offering it to him. So he is offering to that. So these are all nothing. What my wealth is nothing in front of this knowledge. That's why Guru also sees this person is giving importance to wealth or to knowledge. அதுதான் நமக்கு எவ்வளவு இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இருக்குன்னு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நான் டோன்ட் திங்க் தட் சாமி டாக்கிங் அபவுட் குருதர்ஷன். தேர் இஸ் எ கனெக்ஷன். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் அபிமான டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை பொசிஷன்ஸ் மை வெல்த், தட் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் லெஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் அப்பவே தெரிஞ்சு போயிடும். இட்ஸ் நாட் த க்வெஸ்சன் வெதர் ஐ கிவ் டு குரு ஆர் நாட் த க்வெஸ்சன். That is, it shows our vairagyam towards anatma, ephemeral things. Ephemeral things. Okay. Now, what to do? Janaka is giving like that, I have to tell him. No. Every time, every Brahmana, he offers like that. So next day when he comes, he talks about the continuity of that Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Now, Agnimalika asks, each both of them are asking questions and he is asking, he is answering, who, what is that principle, what is that light, Atma is light, consciousness is compared to the light, how can you call it as light? It is called Jyoti. Jyoti enna enna vilakku, light, light ma irukuma Atma enna. 99.99% of entire humanity think Atma is like a Jyoti. That's why there are people, teachers also teach. See, Jyoti in paru, illa Jyoti irukka paru. This person always comes and tells me also, Swamini, I am seeing the Jyoti is moving whole body. Check up panduko poye, eye doctor kitta poyo, or mental doc, psychologist, psychiatrist kitta povendad aayidum. Don't say like that, Atma is moving like a Jyoti. I one day I am going to see that Jyoti light. Enna the cinema la ella kaamippa. When that person dies, you know, Mahatma, and the Jyoti slowly goes. Thiruvannamalai. Jyoti madri. Mulla mulla ma poi, it goes. And the Garbhagriha temple doors will be opened and this jyoti goes and merge with that Lord. இது பார்த்து ஆஹா என்னோட ஆத்மா கூட அப்படியே இந்த மாதிரி கதையெல்லாம் நடக்காதுங்க. ஆத்மா ஜோதியே கிடையாது. What do you mean by jyoti? Jyoti is that in whose presence things are known. Light is that in whose presence things are known. Simple, common sense. Okay. Light is that in whose presence things are known. Eyes are called light. In their presence I see the objects. Ears are called light. In their presence I see the objects. Hear the sounds. Nose is called light. In its presence I smell. Every sense organ is a light. Not only that, even skin also is a light, because of which I know that touch. Sparshendriyam, rasanendriyam, ghanendriyam, everything. In manaha, mind is that because of which I know the things. Finally, ultimate jyoti is atma. Light, eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear, sense organs are all inert, mind is inert. How they can serve as light? No? Because of atma. Ultimate light, swayam jyoti, jyotisham jyoti, na tatra suryobhati, na chandra tarakam. So, atma is swayam jyoti, he is self-luminous. It has got a self-luminosity, eyes depending upon the mind, mind is depending upon the consciousness. But consciousness is not depending upon any light. So I, the consciousness, am illumining the mind. I, the consciousness, am illumining the mind directly. And through the mind, I illumine the sense organs. Through sense organs, I illumine the entire universe. I am Swayam Jyoti Atma. So the entire world is there and to say, I know this object, that object, everything. The world is illumining means I have the knowledge of the world. Objects are evident because of not sense organs, because of not mind. Objects are evident to the eyes because of mind, because of consciousness. So consciousness lends the that sentiency to the mind, then mind lends the sentiency to the sense organs, then sense organs become conscious of, and they see the object, you come to know the entire world. That's why even sun, moon, stars, everything I am only illumining. All these are jadam, because that is not seen. I, the conscious, cannot see myself. That's why I am taking eyes as myself, mind is myself, body is myself. This is the greatest blunder, error, cause for samsara. எவ்வளவு அடிச்சு சொன்னாலும் டீச்சர், அன்லெஸ் ஐ ஆம் நாட் குவாலிஃபைட், ஐ ஹவ் நாட் ஹேவ் வைராகியம், தீவிர முமுக்ஷத்துவம், சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி, திஸ் ஞானம் கேன் நெவர் என்டர். ஈவன் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டீச்சர்ஸ், பிரம்மனிஷ்டாஸ் கம்மி, அப்படியே இது பேங் இன் யுவர் இயர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ இட் வில் நாட் என்டர் அன்லெஸ் ஐ ஆம் நாட் குவாலிஃபைட். தீவிர வைராகியம், ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி, அந்த சாஸ்திரம் என்ன, இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் ரெவரன்ஸ், அத்தைவ பிரம்ம சமஷ்ணுதே. Clear. Therefore, Ajnavalkya says, I am consciousness, is not a part of the body, property of the body, product of the body. It is independent entity. Enlivens the body-mind complex. Pervading inside the body and outside the body. Survives even after the fall of the body. But it cannot be transactable once the body is not there. So body is transacting because of what? Me, the consciousness. Me, the consciousness, I am transacting with another body. That's our body. Body is transacting. Namo, ipadiye odambulone ukkarandirukom ipadiye nana. That next is says, and the second topic. This is first topic. So what is Atma? Swayam Jyotihi. Second topic in this Swayam Jyoti Brahman is samsara varnanam. Samsara varnanam. Not knowing that I am self-luminous consciousness. I am assuming myself a body mind complex, and I take all the complications of the body mind as my problems. Body problems, vyadhi, jara, and mind problems, raga, dvesha, all problems I am taking as my problems. This is called samskara. Assuming anatma, body mind problems, connected to body mind, family problems, positions problems, profession problem, family problems, body mind problem, ella problems vandi mandaila potittu appadi kashtapadren. Adukku use example swapna. Just as the waker himself becomes the dreamer, after becoming dreamer he is creator of the dream and screaming the dream. And creature, he became the creature. Creator of the dreamer became the creature of the dream and a nightmare and shouting. Similarly, we are all Turiya Atma, not knowing, and we are also in sleep, Ajnana sleep, and then samsara dream la irundi, we are also screaming, becoming creatures. We are not creatures, we are creators. I am the creator of the entire university. I am the creator of my daughter, creator of my son. You are creator of your daughter's son. You are the creator of the entire university. Not university, universe. I am lending sentience, existence to the entire universe. இப்படி சொல்ல வேண்டிய நான் போய் creature ஆயிட்டனே. Okay, this is the second topic, samsaram. Therefore, third topic is moksha varnanam. The sushupti, like, he compares the moksha as like a sushupti. When you go to deep sleep, there is no raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, body, mind, identity. Edhavadhu kavala irukkaanga sushupti la. Daily we are getting moksha. அந்த ஸ்லீப்ல பாபம் கிடையாது, புண்ணியம் கிடையாது, சரீரம் கிடையாது, நோ ரிலேஷன்ஸ், நோ பாடி, நோ ப்ரொஃபஷன், நோ மைண்ட், நோ பொசன்ஸ், நோ ஃபேமிலி, நோ ஹவுஸ், நத்திங், ஒண்ணுமே கிடையாது. இஃப் தே ஆர் ரியல், வேர் தே ஹவ் கான்? இஃப் தே ஆர் ரியல், தே மஸ்ட் பி தேர் இன் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ. தட் இட் செல்ஃப் வி ஷோஸ், சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், தே ஆர் நாட் தேர். If they are me only, they should not go. If they are intrinsic nature, papa, punya, body, mind, complex positions, they are my intrinsic nature, they should be with me in deep sleep also. Yajnavalkya says, since they are not there in you in deep sleep, they are not your intrinsic nature. Understand. Once you wake up, you put mud on your head. What's a mud? I am body, I am mind, my daughter, my son, my house, my car, my brown, my mutti valley. The identity with the body is the problem. So this is the third topic. So moksha means what? Disidentification. Kartrutvam is not there. Bhoktrutvam is not there. Nothing is there. Like in deep sleep. அதே, அதுக்குதான் தூங்கணுமா சுவாமி எவ்ரிடே? தூங்கிட்டு இருக்கும், ஆனாலும் ஞானம் வர மாட்டேங்கிறது. தூக்கத்துல ஞானம் வராது, தூக்கம் மாதிரி. அந்த தூக்கத்துல எப்படி எல்லுமே இல்லாம நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா, அதுதான் என்னுடைய நிஜமான ஸ்வரூபம். தட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஓன் அப் வென் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் இன் த கிளாஸ் இட்செல்ஃப். அத்தையோ பிரம்மஸ் நாம சமஸ்னதே கிளாஸ் இட்செல்ஃப். வீட்டுக்கு போய் நான் பிராக்டிஸ் பண்ண பிராக்டிஸ் வேண்டாம் சொல்லல, பட் கீப் ஆன் ரிங்கிங் திஸ் நாலேஜ் ஹஸ் டு ரிங்கிங் ரிங்கிங் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட். சோ திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்வயம் ஜோதி பிராமணம். நெக்ஸ்ட் பிராமணம் சாரீரக பிராமணம், ஃபோர்த் பிராமணம். இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா பிராமணம் ஆல்சோ தேர் ஆர் 25 மந்த்ராஸ். Begins with samsara varnanam. Very very important brahmanams these two. I the atma am self luminous, self swayam jyotihi. Having said that, why I am not able to own up this swayam jyotina? സംസാര വർണ്ണനം again given in this Brahmanam. From one body to another body, this subtle body is entering from one body to another body. That's why it is called Shariraka Brahmanam. Leaving the one dress, old dress, and wearing a new dress madre, what happens to this person? Whoever is not able to understand or own up, claim this knowledge here in this life, not postponing, that person alone is free from rebirth. But all other people, those who die without this knowledge, they have to enter another body. And they will enter another body with what? Again, punya papa karmas they take and enter into another body. Transmigration. What is samsara? Transmigration. From one body to another body. Womb to tomb. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, puranapi janani, jathare sayanam. Here samsare bahu dushtare. Very difficult to cross over this. Unless I renounce everything. Mentally, you have to become a sannyasi. Patru irukka koodadhu, avladha. Vadamu mele patru irukka koodadhu. And positions mele patru irukka koodadhu. Mind, aham mama ane irukka koodadhu. That I use it. The world, I use it. Body, I use it. These are all only to grow. I have to grow, come out. Grow out of it. Grow in it, grow out of it. Family, children, body, everything is important to claim I am Brahman. I don't say these are all not necessary. These are all ground preparation. You grow in them, mature, grow out of it. Grow in them, grow out of it. Grow in them, grow out of it gracefully before graying the hair. The second topic in this Shariraka Brahmanam is Moksha Varnanam. If you get the knowledge, you are free from Punarjanma. Otherwise, next Janma, Balli, Enna Theriyadhu, Balliyo, Dangiyo, Enno, Kaludayo, Dangina Kaludayda, okay. Enno, Dag, no, who knows? Who knows? Ippiravi Tappinal, Nanna Nulu, Alaga. Ippiravi Vaikumo, Annaru. How much time I am spending for study? How much time I am doing Nididhyasana? How much I am committed to Shastra is the question. I have to question myself. Okay. Moksha Varnanam is what? Like he gives an example. Ahinirvayani. Like a snake drops its skin, you drop the sarira abhimana. Koppara madri. Our koppara sholala na sholre. Ahinirvayani. Snake drops its body, skin, and no abhimana towards that skin. Like that, you be in the body, detach with the body, and the koppara madri, dry coconut madri. So you are relaxed. Adha moksha manna. Deha mana abhimana tyagaha moksha. Deha tyagam illa. Deha abhimana tyagam illa. Moksha vannale deha tyagam illa nenikira people. Shastra says always deha abhimana tyaga. Use the body, feed the body nicely, take care of the body. Who said? Nicely nalla saapidunga. Saapte aham brahmasmi nu solano. Okay. Then the third topic is the glory of knowledge. Liberation is not an event to happen in the time, in the course of time, in future. It is not an event to happen. Kalyanam madri. Or event illa idu. Idu vandu, I was Atma, I am Atma, I ever will be Atma. If I was not Atma, I cannot become an Atma. If I become Atma, I will become Anatma again. Whatever becomes will go away there. I was Atma only, I recognize. I was thinking I am was not Atma, I am body. After studying Shastra only I come to know I am moksha is not a sadhya vishayaha, it is a siddha vastu. I am here itself, atma swarupam only. I cannot be other than atma. Adhu da problem ipo. Appadi irukano. Naan atmava thavara veraaga irukkave mudiyadhu endru sollanum. அது பிரம்ம நிஷ்டத்துவம் ஞான நிஷ்டா. This is the glory of the knowledge. What is that glory? I was Atma, I am Atma, I ever will be Atma. Past, present, future, no one can change. This is the fact. 8 plus 8 is 16. எப்போ 8 plus 8 16 in the past, present and future. அது எப்படியோ நான் ஆத்மாங்கிறது கூட அப்படிதான். Fourth topic is jnana sadhanam is brahmacharya ashrama, follow discipline. If you want, enter into grihastha ashrama. Want illa, better to enter into grihastha ashrama, enna appoda nalla vairagyam varum. Enter into grihastha ashrama, grow in that, mature, come to vanaprastha ashrama, do karma yoga in grihastha ashrama, do upasana yoga in vanaprastha ashrama, become mentally sannyasi. Mentally, you need not change your dress. Antara sannyasa is important. Then, this is the best sadhana. Four ashramas designed for moksha. Dharma ardha kama, purusharthas can be achieved through brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa ashrama. Grihastha ashrama la irunde, enna solanum? I am a sannyasi. Why? I am the atma yavar. Untouched. Sasangaha, asangaha. Fifth topic is jnana phalam. Purnatvam is the phalam. Sarva papa rahitatvam. Akamaha, aptakamaha. Full and fullest. No regret. No regrets in my life. No guilt, no hurt, nothing. Anando brahme divyajanad. Atma anandam. ஆத்மானந்தம், ஆத்மாராம ஆனந்த ரமண. This is the essence of சாரீரக பிராமணம். Fourth பிராமணம் over. Now fifth பிராமணம், மைத்ரேயி பிராமணம். Just like second chapter, fourth பிராமணம். Repetition. அவ்வளவுதான். So here யாக்ஞவல்க்ய want to take வித்வத் சந்நியாசா. This is again teaching Maitreyi. Adeda Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati nava are patyuk kamaya patih priyam bhavati. Adeda teaching varo care of second chapter fourth brahmanam. Adeda teaching Maitreyi brahmanam. Here also there are 15 mantras. Then last brahmanam, sixth brahmanam is vamsha brahmanam. The Yajnavalkya's vamsha parampara comes there. Yajnavalkya's Purvam Acharyas and later Rishis, all the lineage, full lineage of the teachers, teaching lineage, their Vamsha. Three mantras are there in this Vamsha Brahmanam. To show that Anadi Praptam, this Vidya is, what I am teaching is not recent 2000 BC, 3000 BC, AD, BC, all that. இப்ப இந்த ஏடி பிசியே கிடையாதான். ஆஃப்டர் டெத் பிஃபோர் கிரைஸ்ட் ஆஃப்டர் கிரைஸ்ட் கிடையாது. இது கிடையவே கிடையாதுன்னு சொல்றோம். இப்போ பிக் நியூஸ் பார்த்தோம், ரீசென்ட் இட் கேம் இன் தி நியூஸ். பிஃபோர் கிரைஸ்ட் ஏடி பிசி எல்லாம் யூஸ் பண்ணவே கூடாதா? இப்போ ஹூ செட், ஹூ கேவ் திஸ் பிஃபோர் கிரைஸ்ட்? இட்ஸ் பிக் அஜிடேஷன் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் தேர் இன் யூரோப்பியன் கண்ட்ரிஸ் நவ். படிக்கலன்னு படிங்க. ஓகே, very important news. Anela, this is also not coming from BC AD alla, anadi kalam paramparaya. This is coming from the Lord himself. What you are listening today is in Kesari High School from so and so Swamini. It is not happening here now. This is just coming down all the way from generations to generations. Such a teaching we are learning here. The physics, chemistry, all புதுசு புதுசா கண்டுபிடிச்சது எல்லாம் சொல்லுவோம். The creation வரதுக்கு முன்னாடி இருக்கிற தத்துவம் we are studying. They are studying what creation. காஸ்மாலஜி அண்ட் பிளானட்ஸ் தேர் ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் வாட் எவர் இஸ் அப்பியரிங். இந்த கிரியேஷனுக்கு முன்னாடி வரத்துக்கு கிரியேஷனுக்கு காரணமா இருக்கின்ற ஆத்மா பத்தி நம்ம படிக்கிறோம். எப்படிப்பட்ட விசேஷமானதுன்னு தெரியாது நமக்கு, தெரியல. என்ன சாமி பிரதர், என்னைக்கு படிச்சிருந்தானே, இன்னைக்கு கொஞ்சம் மியூசிக் சீசன், அங்க ஏதாவது மியூசிக் போயிருது ப்ரோக்ராம் போயிட்டு வரேன். எக்க பக்கம் எந்த பக்கம் பார்த்தாலும் கான்சர்ட்ஸ் ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ், இத்தனை ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் வர்றது பெரிய விஷயம், எனக்கு ரொம்ப ஆச்சரியமா இருக்கு. ஒரே மியூசிக் டான்ஸ் ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ். சுவாமி எப்பவுமே அப்படியே இருக்க, டான்ஸ் எல்லாம் கொஞ்சம் வெரைட்டி இருக்கும், மியூசிக் என்ன கொஞ்சம் வெரைட்டி இருக்கும். அங்க போகாம நீங்க வந்துட்டாலு, அதே பெரிய நிஜமா சௌபாகியம், பாக்யம், மகாபாகியம் அது. Your bhagya and my bhagya also. Because if you are not there, why, how can I talk? Illna? Illya? What a teaching, what a beauty, what a wonder, what a great teaching. Illna? So, Janaka Maharaja was reveling, reveling, reveling. He says, finally, I am Muktaha. He says, you know, Agnivalkya, after hearing, I am so grateful to you, Ajnavalkya Maharshi. Such a great knowledge you have given to me. What can I repay to you? I cannot give anything equal to this knowledge. That is his feeling inside. I cannot give anything in return. Take me. Use me. Make use of me. Na edavadhu ungalku panna mudiyuma? May this body be useful to you. அப்படி சொல்றார் ஆனந்தமா. So what can we repay to that guru? எது எந்த குரு தட்சிணா, I'll take 1000 kausanas போயிட்டார் அவர் யாக்னிவல்க்ய. மண்டி திரும்பி வருவார். இந்த முனிகாண்டா மெயின் பிரிடாமினன்ட்லி யாக்னிவல்க்ய காண்டா. திஸ் இஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் கம்ஸ் ஒன்லி உபாசனாஸ், பட் தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஒன்லி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டாபிக்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கமிங் தேர். With this fourth chapter is summary is over. Some important mantras: 4, 2, 4, 4, 3, 6, 7, 9, 10, 15, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 31, 32, 33. That means the Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam is very important. Then 4, 4, 2, fourth Brahmananda, second mantra, 5, 6, 7, 12, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, fourth Brahmananda. So totally there are 92 mantras in the fourth chapter. 92 mantras, Sureshwaracharya writes thousands of slokas, thousands. ஒரு பிராமணனுக்கு 1000 crosses. இவ்வளவு பல்க் புக் அவர் வார்த்திகமே. ரெண்டு புக் இருக்கும், ரெண்டு ரெண்டு தள்ளகாணி மாதிரி இருக்கும். என்னதான் எழுதிட்டாருன்னா, ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் படிச்சு they have written வார்த்திகம்னுக்கு. Again, there are lot of commentaries. So, it's very voluminous, huge. How great our Acharya is. With this, I conclude the summary of the fourth chapter. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.